Accountability Now is threatening to drag the National Prosecuting Authority boss, the NDPP, Advocate Shamila Batoi, to court because people are getting really frustrated with the fact that we are not seeing the kinds of prosecutions that people have expected from the NPA. So in a letter to Batoi 2 months ago, Accountability Now Director Advocate Paul Hoffman SE accused the NPA boss and her office of dragging their feet in investigating and prosecuting several high-profile cases. Advocate Paul Hoffman joining us on the line now. Advocates, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time today. What was the catalyst here? Because there are a number of cases that you've pointed out that should be in the courts or on the court roll already. So what made you send this letter to Shamila Batoi?
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Andy, and good afternoon to your listeners. We eventually ran out of patience. We get progress, so-called progress reports from various of her underlings that do not reflect any progress at all. And that eventually becomes a bit much to swallow. The oldest case of the lot relates to the Secure in Comfort report that was leaked to the Mail and Guardian in December 2013. And all we get from them is the matter is receiving attention, the matter is under investigation, but no progress at all. So others are not quite as old as that, but some of them are pretty long in the tooth. And so we basically said to the National Prosecuting Authority, listen, you have a constitutional duty to prosecute crime diligently and without delay. That is not happening here. And unless you can straighten up and fly right, we will have to resort to other methods to get you to get to work.
Well, Paul, staying on that analogy of straightening up and flying right, Shamila Batoi has said repeatedly in public that fixing the NPA is trying to fix an aeroplane while it's in flight. She's described it as a house on fire. She has to unravel these spaghetti cases like Steinhoff, amongst others. She's appealed for patience regularly. Do you think that the patience is now run out?
Well, ours has. I mean, really, the NPA had its own head decapitated when Jacob Zuma and his Minister of Justice, Michael Masuta, contrived to get Mr. Ntlasana to accept money to go away. And that has already been found to be illegal in civil proceedings. It's really a simple prosecution. And instead of tying up so much of the state's resources in trying to get Mr. Zuma held to account for his relationship with Sheikh, which involves more than 700 transactions, here is a case with one transaction in which the minimum sentence is exactly the same as the minimum sentence that Sheikh got. So, I mean, why are they boxing so stupid, if I can use a different analogy?
Advocate Paul Hoffman, Director of Accountability Now, thank you for your time. And there's a long list here from Accountability Now of cases that the NPA could be or should be prosecuting that involved Jacob Zuma's twins, Duduzani and Duduzile, various cases involving the police minister, Becky Cele, as well. And what Paul Hoffman is saying is that the patience has simply run out. We need to see more of these cases on the court roll. What